Seattle knocked defending champion Colorado out. The NBA's defending champs, the Golden State Warriors, advanced with a Game 7 win over Sacramento. Miami beat New York to start that series. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:05, News Radio 92.3. It is 66 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Starting out, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jenna.
Good morning. If you're heading downtown in the area of Garden and A Street, still seeing some delays there. If you're heading westbound on Garden to get to A Street, you won't be able to at the moment. You can get to Garden from A Street in both directions. Looks like also that accident at Gulf Breeze Parkway in Nantahala heading eastbound in the Midway area. Looks like it's freed up at the moment. No major delays to report. But if you do see something on the roads, 850-2626-111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Jenna. 8:06, News Radio 92.3, the Escambia County School Board meeting again today. They're going to continue working on that deal with Charter Schools USA to take over Warrington Middle School. Now, the deadline to have an agreement is by the end of the day today. If a deal isn't reached, it would mean the school would have to close the district and Charter Schools USA down to one main sticking point. Charter Schools USA wants the district to repay them for improvements they make to the school. The district says that they can't ask, or the school board rather, says that they can't ask a future board to take on an unknown expense with no known funding source, and the school board meeting at noon to continue that discussion today. The Navy secretary says they've got both near-term and long-term solutions that are planned to restore public access to NAS Pensacola and the Naval Aviation Museum. Carlos Del Toro was asked whether he sees the museum as being a recruiting tool, especially with the recruiting shortfall this year.
I absolutely see it as a recruiting tool. I saw it from the first day that I stepped in it. And we have actually been very energized. And we've come up with some near-term solutions to increase the throughput that already paid off dividends. But we're also looking at the long-term solutions that are a little bit more costly to be able to provide a direct access to the outside world without having to have folks come in through the base itself.
And right now, there's no word on what the solutions could be, although NAS Pensacola has held several public access weekends here recently to get folks on base and back to the museum. The next one scheduled this coming Thursday through Sunday. Former area contractor Matthew Banks back in jail. Records showing Banks had his bond revoked on Friday, was booked back into the Escambia County Jail. He'd previously been indicted on four charges and had been released on $155,000 bond. Channel 3 reports Banks was in court on Friday. That's when the bond was revoked. So far, there's no word on why. Well, learning can be difficult for a lot of kids, and especially if they have a learning disability, such as dyslexia, which can severely affect reading and writing skills. One area woman is working to expand resources for those kids. Channel 3 reporting Janice Ledbury has designed a tutoring program specifically for kids with dyslexia. She says her daughter is severely dyslexic and was helped by the program. She's hoping to open a dyslexia resource center in the area. To learn more about the tutoring program, visit keytutoringresources.com. An Alabama woman died in a crash on Nine Mile Road last Friday. Florida Highway Patrol saying that accident happened at the intersection with Beulah Road. A pickup truck turned in front of an SUV. Troopers say the 71-year-old woman died after being taken to the hospital. Also, an 8-year-old passenger in the truck was ejected and in serious condition at a local hospital, and a 55-year-old passenger in the SUV was also hurt. It's 8:08, News Radio 92.3. Here's a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
It's going to be a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures warming near 81 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58. Beautiful weather will continue into your Tuesday with a high near 83. Plenty of sunshine. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Another sunny day in store for Wednesday with a high near 83. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 66, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Your next news at 8:30. Breaking news anytime, News Radio 92.3.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill?
Join Compass Solar Energy this Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we navigate through the rising costs of energy. That's Thursday at 9 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning at 11, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Monday. Good to have you with us. Shane Tucker is the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, last couple of weeks, we haven't had much to talk about. Unfortunately, we do have a substantial number of things to talk about today, including you had a mishap with a truck that a guy was working on. Is that right?
Yes, we did. Last week, we had an absolute tragedy. A resident in East Milton was evidently working on his truck, and I don't know the circumstances how, but evidently it fell on him and crushed him. By the time he was located, unfortunately, he was deceased. And this is just an awful reminder that folks need to exercise extreme caution when they're working underneath a vehicle.
I don't do a lot of that kind of stuff. I am always extra, extra careful, but it's terrifying to me because, you know, things can happen. It can slip out of gear if you don't put the chocks right. I mean, all of it, you know? And, man, that's a horrible thing to hear happen to somebody. Ugh. But like you say, it's a reminder to do all your safety checks and make sure you're not, you know, just kind of winging it with the way you do it. Not saying that's what happened here. I'm just saying be sure you're not. You also had an aggravated assault at the Winn-Dixie, is that right?
We did. Yesterday evening, as a matter of fact, at the Winn-Dixie in Navarre, we were dispatched after we got a complaint. Some type of disturbance had taken place. One of the employees was evidently sitting in his vehicle on his break, and he wasn't really paying attention. He was looking at his phone, I believe, and a male subject that he didn't know came up to him, reached inside the vehicle with a pair of scissors, and said something to the effect of he intended to kill him.
What?
The suspect fled the scene and later was located, and he had in his possession a pair of scissors like the victim described. So he was arrested for aggravated assault. I don't really know what the motive was, but that was certainly an odd incident.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, did he know him? Was it money? Was it just he's crazy? Do we know?
In reading the report, the gist that I got from it was there was no prior relationship to him, and there didn't seem to be a clear-cut motive. It appeared that the victim was sitting in his car minding his own business, and there had not been any type of interaction between the two prior to that.
Wow. Yeah, that's terrifying. Because, I mean, you might be just waiting for somebody or whatever, but you're in a parking lot, and you just have your window down because you don't want to be running the car and using the air conditioning or whatever. And for whatever reason, my goodness, that's just not something you think you'd have to defend against. You also had another incident in Navarre, but this was on Saturday with a gun. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We got dispatched Saturday evening to a reckless driver complaint on Highway 98, if you can imagine that. The caller said that the driver of another vehicle cut them off in traffic and then pulled up beside him and pointed a gun at him. Our deputies were able to keep the complainant on the line, and they were able to direct us to the suspect. Our deputies were able to stop the suspect, and their investigation uncovered the suspect had a firearm in the vehicle that matched the description that was provided by the victims. So that suspect was arrested for aggravated assault as well.
Wow. That's a good outcome to a scary situation, especially because, you know, to keep with them, basically, to keep the police looking for them, you know, when they've got a gun, they're waving it, you know, who knows what they might do. So
right. That's
it. I mean, to me, I think people do stupid things with their guns, illegal things with their guns, and I'm glad that the person got caught, you know, in the end. But, man, that's a scary thing. You also had some kind of incident in Milton with guns back on Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir. Last week, last Tuesday, around 8:30 in the evening, we got a report of a gunshot in a neighborhood in Milton. Some of the witnesses reported that a gunshot went off, and immediately following that, they saw a man running down the street, and then in very close proximity to that, heard another gunshot. We located multiple witnesses that confirmed hearing these gunshots, but as of right now, we don't have any suspect or victim information. We don't have any information that that would lead us to believe anybody was actually shot or injured. So, you know, if anybody knows what happened, we certainly would encourage them to call us and let us know, or maybe call Crime Stoppers. But right now, we don't really know a whole lot about what took place.
Huh. Well, we have one more I want to cover with you. Hang on for just a second. We're talking to Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy at Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Let's get Jenna in here with Traffic on the Fives. Jenna Beck, Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy at Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. We had what could have been a very scary thing turn out good with a child who got lost recently. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I like this. Let's end on a positive note.
Amen.
Friday afternoon, we got dispatched to a missing 4-year-old child. It's my understanding that the child was special needs in some way and had run off from his caretaker into the woods. By the time we arrived, there had been about a 20-minute time lapse. The child had been missing. So obviously that's an incredibly tense situation for not only family but for first responders as well. So the first thing we did was get as many boots on the ground as we could, search the area, and within a very short time, the child was located unharmed and returned to the rightful guardian. So we are certainly happy with the outcome of that.
Whereabouts was this, or do you know?
I believe this was in the Pace area, Andrew, but okay. I'm not 100% positive on the address.
And what did you wind up using the bloodhounds at all, or did it just the deputies?
Yeah, bloodhounds were actually dispatched. And, you know, when we have a situation like this, that is one of the first things that happens is we notify our bloodhound unit. The handlers and the canines in that unit are the absolute best in the world at locating people. I mean, they are phenomenal. So that's the first call we make. They had actually arrived on scene, but it was my understanding that prior to them actually deploying, the child was located.
Well, that's great news all around. And, I mean, it doesn't – maybe to somebody, particularly if you don't have kids, you know, you hear 20 minutes, you're like, 20 minutes. That's 3 lifetimes. I mean, that's an
awful.
Enormous.
That's awful.
Especially when you just your brain just imagines all the worst things, and you know you're scared and freaked out and hyperventilating, and you know even when the police are there, you just you know man. Well, that's as I say, it's a good outcome, and we're glad to have a good news story to end on. Shane Tucker, he is the Chief Deputy at Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. As always, Chief, please tell your folks we appreciate what they do. We certainly appreciate the time today. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great week.
You bet. 818 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're thinking about buying that next vehicle? Frontier Motors, great place to go. Wonderful service, fantastic people. Cars that are, you know, a year, 2, 3 years old, low miles, good condition, that kind of thing. And frankly, it's kind of like whatever your stereotypical view of a used car place is, Frontier's like the opposite. Seriously, like across the board, I'll just give you an example. When we bought our car there, which we weren't intending to buy, we were just trying to test drive a car so that we'd be ready to buy it when time came to get rid of our old caravan. Well, we looked at the price and basically said, well, you know, can you come down a little? It was a good price to begin with, you know, but you don't say that, you know, oh, that's a great price. That's not how you negotiate. We weren't really going to buy a car anyway. Can you come down a little bit? And they did. We're like, all right, well, can you give us a day to think about it? Sure. We're like, well, can you come down just a little bit more the day after? He's like, yeah. Well, can we buy it? Like, it was like, I basically asked him to buy it because it was such a good price. And we thought, well, we really can't pass this up. Even though we weren't ready to buy a car just yet, it was such a good deal that we kind of had to. And that's how it was for us. Like, you know, you hear about like, you know, high pressure. This is like no pressure, just like the easiest possible thing ever. So when I talk about Frontier being a great place to buy cars in Pensacola for more than 25 years behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I know about it from experience.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Get better health with scientifically proven technology that's not going to the gym, diet supplements, pharmaceuticals, or medical treatment. Hear how OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Find out more this morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
You're pushing too hard. You're pushing on me. You're pushing too hard. What you want me to be. You're pushing too hard.
The U.S. Navy arriving at the Port of Sudan, helping desperate Americans flee the violence, with the second convoy guarded by American military drones undergoing the treacherous 500-mile trek from Khartoum to the Port of Sudan. So far, 1,000 Americans have been rescued by the U.S. government. But at the port, chaos and confusion. Evacuees crammed into tight spaces, sleeping on the floor, hoping for temporary visas to gain safe passage to countries like Saudi Arabia.
Man, can you imagine for all the American citizens caught inside Sudan trying to get out, making that 500-mile trek northeast out of Khartoum out to the port, basically hoping to get on board that Navy ship and get out. I mean, when you're like happy time is imagining escape to Saudi Arabia. You know what I mean? Like that's when things are bad. So good work by the Navy. I'm told there's a second convoy headed out, which we thought this kind of would be how it would work with, Overwatch from, Reapers, possibly the C-130, the Spooky, but Reapers at least, and trying to keep them safe as they get basically out of the country. 823 News Radio 92.3, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
First Republic Bank is no more. Federal regulators seized the troubled bank early this morning and sold all of the deposits, most of their assets, to J.P. Morgan Chase. The FDIC says First Republic held $229 billion in total assets, $104 billion in deposits. This is the second biggest bank failure in U.S. history.
That is amazing, by the way. Say,
yes.
The first biggest was, I can't remember the name. You said it earlier this morning.
Washington Mutual.
That's right, Washington Mutual, which is huge. And then this is the second biggest ever in American history. That's amazing. Go ahead.
More than 250 law enforcement officials are still searching for a man accused of killing five people in a violent rampage in Texas on Friday. That happened in Cleveland. That's just north of Houston. And police say that Francisco Oropoza responded to his neighbor's complaints about shooting a gun in his yard by going to their house and executing the entire family with a rifle. The victims ranged from 8 to 31 years old. Efforts underway to avert a strike by nearly 20,000 members of the Writers Guild of America. The WGA's current contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expires on Tuesday. The guild represents writers of film, TV, and streaming media.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 824 here on News Radio 92.3. You know, one of the things that I was meaning to kind of mention, just as a kind of a side note, really, is I still think this is hilarious. We got the coronation of the king coming up, right? You know, coming up on the 6th, which would be Saturday. And part of the king's coronation is that the loyal subjects will have the opportunity to pledge their loyalty. It's the first time ever. You can say along during the ceremony. There's an audience participation moment. All who so desire in the Abbey, that's Westminster, and elsewhere, say together, I swear that I will pay true allegiance to your majesty and to your heirs and successors according to the law, so help me God. So you can pledge allegiance to King Charles. You know, we would pledge allegiance to the flag, to the ideals that it represents. If you're in Britain, you can pledge allegiance to the king. Do you think he's insecure at all? Or do you think this is more like, hey, let's give them something they can do. Let's give them a thing. Look, I think royalty is weird to begin with. All of it's weird. But if you thought, like, this is weird and creepy, you probably already thought the concept of monarchy and hereditary monarchy was already weird and creepy to begin with. So, you know, okay, so be it. Jenna Barr has traffic on the fives.
Good morning. Garden and A Street in both directions is now clear after an earlier accident. Good news there. That's Garden and A Street is now clear. Front gate of NES Pensacola is showing congestion as you reach the hump of the bridge there. I-10 and I-110 are not reporting any delays as of 8:26 this morning. If you have a traffic tip, call 850-2626-111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jenna. So we had bad news and good news over the weekend. The bad news is a little bit more painful probably for me than maybe for a lot of you, but I know we have an awful lot of Cardinals fans in the listening area. I mean, it's always surprising to me how many there really are around here, and loads of them. And we had a broadcaster, a legendary broadcaster for the Cardinals, pass away, and that is Mike Shannon.
He's saying, I'm not picking up that cat. There's no way.
Cat went right by him. Now the ground crew kid's out. He's
That's him.
Try to pick him up. This
will be interesting.
He goes by the center fielder, Kane, and he is after the cat now, and he picks him up. All right. Nice job. Whoops,
bit him. The claws come out.
I just love that laugh.
Watch it. He's bitten him. He's going to bite him again. Oh, he's got him again. He'll have to get some tetanus shots now.
This was back in 2017 during a game that Cards playing the Royals. And then...
swing and a home run. Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, a grand slam home run for Yadier Molina. He touches them all. And the Redbirds are back on top. And can you smell the coffee brewing, John?
Oh, man, and that get up, that was his trademark. This one was from 2016, playing the Cubs.
He looks in to get a sign. They have the shift on for Grichik. Randall Grichik. Warren has retired all five that he has faced at his 2-2 delivery. Fly ball deep to right field. Get up, baby. Get up. Good night, folks. He's just sent us home. A home run over the right field. A wall by Randall Grichik, and the Cardinals win this one 4-3. Look at this group at home plate. This could turn the tide. Grichik with a walk-off home run. Redbirds 4, Cubs 3. Totals for you next.
Oh, man. Mike Shannon, 50 years in the booth broadcasting. After playing for the Cardinals, a Hall of Fame career. You know, him and Jack Buck for forever. Of course, you know, Joe's the son and did all kinds of broadcasting now with Fox and with football. But it was Jack and Mike forever and ever and ever. And it's just sad. And he had done one last year, which was, you know, tough for him to do. He was only doing home games and his voice was given out. But he just passed away on Sunday, and a great loss for the Cardinals family. And anybody who listens to baseball, you know, your broadcaster is like your voice of the summer, it's your hometown, it's all of that wrapped up in, and he certainly was. Meanwhile, the good news, I mentioned we have good news from over the weekend because somebody who did, you know, okay when he was playing for UWF.
Jarrett back to pass. Plenty of time. He's got a man in the open. If he hits him, it's a touchdown, and it is. David Durden to the 10, and he's in. Argos get the deep ball right off the bat, and the offense is sprinting down the field to celebrate another David Durden touchdown.
David Durden getting a free agent signing, an undrafted signing with the Dallas Cowboys.
Pope with a good kick. Durden back to return. Takes it about his own 40. Makes a man miss. Turns it upfield. Across the 50 to the 45. The 40. 35. Up the 30. He's got the sideline. He's going to take it all the way. David Durden. Punt return for a touchdown. Only the second in school history. No laundry on the field. How about that?
Unbelievably prolific player for UWF Argos for the last, you know, several 2 years he played for us, and he was just fantastic. And for him to be able to go on and have a chance to play for the Dallas Cowboys, man, I sure hope we get to see him on Sunday. He is a great player. You also had the Tennessee Titans also drafted a former Escambia High player who had played at UF for a little while, and then he went on to Maryland for a little while. But he also got an undrafted free agent, Jacob Copeland. So good luck for him. And somebody texted in, love those Mike Shannonisms. That's right.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A vigil's held in Cleveland, Texas, for five people shot and killed by a neighbor Friday night.
The FBI and Texas Governor Greg Abbott are now offering an $80,000 reward for the capture of Francisco Oropesa. ICE officials say the 38-year-old suspect is an illegal immigrant who has been deported at least five times.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, a man whose wife and 8-year-old son were killed, says he had just asked Oropesa to stop shooting in his front yard so his baby could sleep. First Republic Bank has collapsed. It's seized and sold to the country's biggest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase.
First Republic lost $100 billion in deposits in March after Silicon Valley Bank's collapse. Big banks moved in to prop up the bank, but it was not enough to restore confidence in First Republic.
That's Fox's Ginny Cassola on Wall Street. Stocks are basically flat to start the day and the week of trading. The Dow's up 59. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is 67 degrees. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola this morning. Congressman Matt Gaetz says he wants the Navy Secretary to commit to working to restore public access to the Naval Aviation Museum. Secretary Carlos Del Toro says he has been working with both Gaetz and local politicians.
Near-term solutions, but we're also focused on finding the long-term solutions that actually bring it back to maximum throughput for that museum for all the reasons that you just stated, because it is an extraordinary museum.
And Del Toro says the Navy is focused and working to make the museum as accessible as they can. Those comments coming from Friday's House Armed Services Committee budget hearing. And right now there's no word on what the Navy's solutions could be, although there have been several public access weekends at NAS Pensacola recently, letting people get out there and check out the museum. Another scheduled this coming Thursday through Sunday. Escambia County School Board meeting again today at noon as they continue working on that deal with Charter Schools USA to take over Warrington Middle School. The deadline to have an agreement is the end of the day today, and if a deal isn't reached by then, it could mean the school has to close. The district and Charter Schools USA down to one main sticking point. Charter Schools USA wants the district to repay for improvements to the school if the district were to take it back over. The board says they can't ask a future board to take on an unknown expense with no funding source. Again, they'll meet at noon to continue discussions on that. Former contractor Matthew Banks is in jail again. Court records show Banks had his bond revoked last Friday. He was booked back into the county jail without bond. Banks had previously been indicted on 4 charges and released on $155,000 bond. Channel 3 now reporting that his bond was revoked at a hearing on Friday. So far, no word on why that was done. Well, two people were taken to the hospital after a water rescue on Pensacola Beach on Sunday. Officials say two adult patients were pulled from the water east of Park East, and one of the patients was unresponsive and life-flighted to the hospital, another taken by ambulance. There were red flags flying when the two were pulled from the water. Investigators still looking into an incident that left several cars with bullet holes over the weekend. That happened at the Super 8 on Mobile Highway near Fairfield Drive Saturday morning. Deputies say several cars were hit by gunshots. However, no injuries were reported. Shell casings were found at the scene. The sheriff's office asking anybody with information to contact them. The end of the legislative session is coming up at the end of the week, and House Speaker Paul Renner says he's proud of all the work that was done, including passing the six-week abortion ban, transgender health care bill, affordable housing, school vouchers, and permitless carry.
Anybody that is a gun owner and uses guns knows that safety comes first. So I think that's important, but it's not required.
And one of the biggest obstacles they face this week is passing a balanced budget as required by the state constitution. Governor DeSantis recommending a $114 billion budget. That would have to be ready by tonight, tomorrow at the latest. Florida does have a 72-hour cooling off period requiring the budget to be in lawmakers' hands for 3 days before they take their final vote. It's 8:35, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jenna.
Good morning. Your following traffic on the fives is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Shoppers, this is your local sweet corn farmer letting you know that Florida sweet corn is in season. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com. This is a message from the Florida Department of Agriculture. Want to let you know that Garden and A Street in both directions now clear after an earlier accident. Front gate of NES Pensacola is showing some stop-and-go traffic beginning at the hump of the bridge. I-10 and I-110 both not reporting any delays as of 8:35 this Monday morning. Have a traffic tip, call 850-262-6111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures warming near 81 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58. Beautiful weather will continue into your Tuesday with a high near 83. Plenty of sunshine. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Another sunny day in store for Wednesday with a high near 83. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, partly cloudy, 68 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. And your money now, the markets mixed this morning. The Dow is up 44.71 at 34,142.87. S&P down just under a point at 4,168.55. The NASDAQ down 23.10 at 12,203.49. Negotiators for both sides in the contract dispute between Rutgers University and its three faculty unions say a tentative agreement has been struck in the standoff. Yesterday, union leaders voted to approve contract language that was finalized Friday with the university, and they say union members will be able to vote on the contract in the next couple of days. J.P. Morgan and Chase buying most of the assets of First Republic Bank after the nation's second largest bank failure ever. That deal announced early today to protect the deposits of First Republic's customers. The FDIC taking control of First Republic, and then they immediately worked the sale with Chase, the nation's largest bank. The failure will cost the FDIC about $13 million. And today is May Day, the first day of May that in more recent history celebrates the labor movement and workers' rights. Originally celebrated as a welcome party for spring, the 19th century saw the day take on its newer meaning during the height of the Industrial Revolution, calls for better working conditions. It is 8:37, News Radio 92.3. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
It's the biggest party of the year. Unfiltered, off-kilter, and a little unhinged with PLT's Cabaret Off-Broadway. This Saturday, Cabaret's Playhouse theme transforms the theater and surrounding block into an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex, seamlessly fusing local art and celebration to showcase art as the life of the party. Come immerse yourself in the best of Pensacola's art scene. Get your tickets now before it sells out at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's Cooking Class, Mother's Day, Father's Day, the Fish House Beer Fest, and other fun things and promotions you won't want to miss. That's all this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, simple question for today, Jenna. I ask you, this is a follow-up to a conversation we had not that long ago, a couple weeks ago, about how you put eggs back, or how you take eggs out of the carton. You know, what is the proper way? Question came up in that conversation, and I try not to overcomplicate a particular question with a second question, but the secondary question is very simple. Now, you're a mom. You have cooked, at least on occasion. You're a cook.
Used eggs.
Okay, and of course, you know, nobody can afford eggs anymore, but still, we still have to use them. There's no good substitute for them. So here's my question for you. You take the egg out of the carton. Yeah. You break it. You drop the egg. What do you do with the egg shell that is now in your one or two hands? 437-1620, 437-1620. Does the broken egg shell go back in the carton, into the sink to be ground up, or into the garbage, or D, something else? What is your answer? 437-1620, 437-1620.
So many actual answers for this very uncomplicated question. If there's only like a couple eggs left in the carton and I get to use them all, then they go back in the carton and then I'll dump it in the trash, rinse it out. If it's recyclable, the whole shebang.
Styrofoam,
right?
Doesn't recycle, and nothing recycles these days. So
yeah, you like have to read everything. But most of the time I actually keep a bowl there and I drop it in a bowl. That way, like, I don't have to go over to the garbage can.
Like a dirty bowl, a transport mechanism.
Yep.
Because what always happens is if you just try to carry it like in your hand, first of all, it's annoying. Break, right. And then carry and break and then carry. But you know what always happens is a little bit of that yolk drips out.
All over.
It gets on your hand. It gets on always. I don't know. It's like mercury. Egg yolk is like mercury.
Oh,
it just escapes
there.
No matter what, right?
Yep.
Okay, so in the carton, if the carton is empty, because that's easier than having to use a bowl or going to the garbage can. Is that it?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm right there with
easier.
You.
Way easier. And you know what, though? Like, I want to become one of those people, thank you for saying compost, that rinses, you know, the egg shells and puts them in a little box that smells like death. And, you know, then spreads that death on my plants so they really love it, you know.
But smells like death, brings life.
Brings life. Worm food is literally the actual phrase. But I haven't gotten there yet. Hopefully, eventually.
I got you. 437-1620, 437-1620.
Earthworms love eggshells.
So we got here, somebody just says the trash can. Somebody here says compost. All right, fair enough. So, of course, you got to have one. Somebody here says throw it on a paper towel on the counter, which I assume then you transport over to the trash. I could see that approach. Put the shells. We do a weird thing when we're peeling eggshells for, like, deviled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why exactly. Both my wife and I do it the same way, though. We put a paper towel in the, like, sink, which is going to be wet because you're often using running water to kind of, okay?
Yes. And people who don't, you're special.
Yeah.
God's
so
favorites.
You put the eggshells on the basically wet paper towel because you don't want them going down the sink.
Right.
It's kind of why I do it.
Literally how I do it.
But I do know some people who are big, and then you carry that very carefully to the crowd. I do know some people who are big believers in the down the grinder. And I've never understood that, because that seems bad to me. It seems counter, like that's, some people think, well, that's how you clean it. And I'm like, I don't think that's, I'll clean my grinder out with like an orange peel maybe, but not with the eggshells. 437-1620, somebody here says, compost it. There you go. Earthworms love the eggshells, like you said. Directly into the trash can, which is right next to the stove. Oh, that's interesting. For me, the stove is at a distance. It's about 5 feet away from the...
Yeah,
from
mine's
the,
not very close.
It's not right
take
there.
A walk.
Somebody says, it's good for the compost pile. The calcium is good for the plants. Well, they don't have bones. No, I know nothing. I'm the last person
Wait
to ask
Tuesday
about
on the
plant advice. Yeah, you should ask Mike about that. I break them at the garbage can, and so the shells go right in. Oh, you bring the problem to the disposal.
I think that makes...
That's really kind of brilliant.
Wait.
But you can only do that if you're a one-handed egg breaker.
Yeah.
Are you a one-hander or a two-hand?
Another one of God's favorites. No, I'm two-hand.
Two-handed?
I can't do one.
One-handed is the only way.
It's like... and then it's no.
I have been breaking eggs with one hand for so long. I literally don't know how to do it with two hands. I tried one time and I'm like, just made a huge mess of it.
I'm trying to become a better parent and let my kids do more of these things. So like last night, I didn't even look. You know, you did one of those.
Yeah,
you
do it, but I don't want to see it happen.
Exactly. And I let my 10-year-old crack the eggs for our breakfast for dinner, and it's just really funny to just see like the face, like when all the shells go into the mix, like yeah.
Did you come along after and help them pick it out and police it to make sure?
I said you gotta go do it yourself.
Oh,
I know.
Wow. Did you at least check to see if they got them all?
Therapy for that moment.
That's awesome. Oh no, but that is brilliant though. You bring the container over to the garbage can. I like that. If again, you can only do that if you're a one-handed breaker, or I mean, if you have three arms. I mean, just, you know, if you have three arms, you can do that too. Put in a small container to compost and ground up to keep the plants. Always helps keep the plants back. We collect them along with banana peels when there is a gallon's bag worth. We grind them up to fertilize the orange tree. All of these, like, garden line people with all of their great skills. I'm with Jenna in the carton when there are a few left you're using or waste bowl to throw away. Can I tell you what's super gross, though? And maybe not gross. Maybe that's not quite the right word. I find it like an affront to all of my sense of aesthetics. If you've ever put an eggshell broken back in, and then for whatever reason this happens, you didn't throw the carton away, and now you've got like super glued eggshells with yolk dried up into the egg container.
I don't think that's clean.
Oh, it just, like, there's some things in the world that are just completely unnatural. That's one of them. That just stuck in... Speaking of natural,
somebody just called, and I see it in the text line several times, throw ice cubes into your garbage disposal and just run it without water. Apparently that helps clean it.
No, I don't know anything about that, but I'm open to suggestions.
Yeah, instead of the eggshells is what they're saying. Don't
I gotcha.
Use the eggshells.
8:46 on News Radio 92.3. Jenna's got traffic on the fives.
All right. Let me let you know about Garden and A Street downtown. If you've been following along, just tuning back in, it is now clear after an earlier accident. Front gate of NES Pensacola is starting to free up after that congestion at the hump of the bridge, starting to break up now. However, I-10 and I-110 both not showing any delays at the moment. If you have a traffic tip, call 850-2626-111. This report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. Call them today, 475-1555. That's Avalon HR.
Thanks so much, Jenna. So if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you need a good agent. Agent's going to be well worth their weight in money. You know, Christina Leavenworth, she says, look, I can get you better deals on even new homes. It's something you might not think about. You might think it's like a sticker price kind of deal. No, there's room for negotiation, especially now where there's a little bit of an overbuild condition. Also, on the selling side, of course, you know. And look, the difference can be, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 with somebody who really knows what, or more, for somebody who knows what they're doing, how to price it. You know, what, like, you price it at this level in order to get a lot of offers, you price it a little bit higher, you take care of this thing because that's something that's going to interfere with people. I mean, it's a science, but they have really figured it out. Christina sold over 230 homes last year, and that's another part of this equation is, like, how many homes did the realtor you're thinking sell? You should ask, how many homes did you sell last year? Here's why. Half the realtors on the MLS sold zero homes in the first quarter. 3,000 listed, about 1,600 sold none. 20 sold 20, 7 sold 30. Christina had 36 plus 29 more under contract. So do you want somebody selling your home that this is like their one time a year? Or do you want somebody selling your home who's like, we will get this done, no problems, we'll take you all the way through the end of the process, get you a good result? because they do it a lot, all the time, like four a week a lot, right? Well, that's your choice, okay? Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they'll take care of you. 723-9158.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620.
You are not in Kansas anymore. You are on Pandora, ladies and gentlemen. Respect that fact every second of every day.
Chair, and I recognize the gentleman from Florida, Mr. Gates, for 5 minutes.
Mr. Secretary, you know that Pensacola is a Navy town, and I want to thank you for coming and spending time at our Naval Museum. In so many of these hearings, I focus on the things that I am concerned about as downward pressure on our recruiting. But in my time with you, I'd like to focus on something that is a really positive thing that can drive recruiting. So many of these naval aviators I meet in my district, they were inspired by Top Gun, or they went to a Blue Angels air show and they got that spark in them that got them to take that extra engineering class or physics class or aviation opportunity. And this museum that you've been to is a gem. We have recovered aircraft out of the depths of Lake Michigan. We put on displays about the greatest moments of heroism in our military. And my challenge right now is I think the best naval museum in the world, and I'm having a hard time getting people to it because the way my base is configured, our base is configured, folks are not able to have ingress and egress.
Yeah, Matt Gaetz talking during the House Armed Services Committee. They're doing, you know, each of the services, and they were doing the Navy. They had done the Air Force the previous day. And talking with Secretary Del Toro about this problem of base access. And it's a good long ad, basically, for Pensacola, except for the ad is, hey, come to the place you can't come to, but let's figure it out. Let's solve this problem.
And I know it sounds like a real small problem from a real small part of the country, but what I think is if we could have leadership and focus from your office and others, and we could get hundreds of thousands of people back onto the base, back into that museum, it's not going to solve all of our recruiting challenges, but it's one more spark that we can have out there getting folks excited in a positive, productive way. Will you work with me on that so I can get better access to this great gem?
Congressman, I've been working with you and your staff and local politicians and the leadership of that museum actually to try to get the throughput through that museum open as quickly as possible. We've come up with some near-term solutions, but we're also focused on finding the long-term solutions that actually bring it back to maximum throughput for that museum for all the reasons that you just stated, because it is an extraordinary museum.
Yeah, and it's funny because we tend to think of it, I know I think of it as it's a place I want to go, it's a place I want to take people to, it's a great tourism driver, it's a great, you know, economic driver for not just the, like, the area around the base, but obviously the base itself. You know, you go from 700,000 or 800,000 people a year down to under 200,000 people a year, that's a major hit for tourism. It's a major hit for, you know, donations for the lighthouse, for the museum, for all of it. People don't get to see the Blue Angels. But the real issue from, you know, the secretaries, and I love that Matt is putting it this way, is think about this from a recruiting standpoint. Like, we need that museum because it inspires people to want to join the Navy. We need the people to go see the Blue Angels practices because what's their mission is to inspire people to want to join the Navy, right? That's kind of the idea.
Where I at times struggle with folks is seeing the museum not just as a morale and welfare tool, but as a recruiting tool. Do you see it as a recruiting tool?
I absolutely see it as a recruiting tool. I saw it from the first day that I stepped in it. And we have actually been very energized. And we've come up with some near-term solutions to increase the throughput that already paid off dividends. But we're also looking at the long-term solutions that are a little bit more costly to be able to provide a direct access to the outside world without having to have folks come in through the base itself.
Now, I don't know what he has in mind exactly there because there have been several different proposals. The enclave concept, that's the idea of carving the public access areas away from the base and basically putting a fence around the base that somehow separates it from those things. That's very difficult to do based on where everything is placed. Okay. And, you know, I've seen some of these different plans and they're all very creative and they're all troubled, including, for example, the most recent, like, remember we talked about putting, making it a road, a public road to go through the middle of the base. And FDOT was willing to do that because it would enhance mobility and evacuation routes. But then you've got to figure out a way to secure the base from the road that goes right through it, which happens in other places. It's doable. But the Navy seemed to get stuck on the idea that they had to have an overpass, and an overpass is going to be very expensive, tens of millions of dollars, and that was a no-go, right? And so either the enclave, which is going to be tens of millions of dollars, or the overpass is going to be a lot of money. I mean, moving the museum off base is an enormous project if you even tried to do something like that. So, you know, funding has really been the issue. So short term, well, let's just maybe staff up a little bit and have some extra guards and, you know, see if we can't bring people on like we used to bring them on for a long time. And let's do it, you know, 2 week, 2 days on a weekend. And now let's do it 4 days on a weekend like this week, Thursday, May 4th day, Star Wars Day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the following 4 days. And as I've said before, I think that's a prelude to doing 7 days. I'm certainly the most excited about seeing it open on Tuesdays and Wednesdays because that would be Blue Angels practice days. So, you know, if that's the short-term solution that we live with for 60 years, great. You know, because that's what we had before, right?
Well, thank you for casting it in that lens, because if it's a matter of dollars and cents, and I have to ask my colleagues to support such an endeavor in the NDAA, I'll certainly cite your testimony that this isn't just a museum for the sake of recreation, but it is a way to engage people in naval aviation in a place that's the home of the Blue Angels, the cradle of naval aviation.
Absolutely, sir.
Good to hear agreement on that subject. Jenna now sitting in for Candy today. By the way, Jenna, thank you for sitting in the last 2 days.
Yeah. Oh,
welcome back short term for a little bit of work.
I'll be here and there.
There you go. All right. How do the roads look?
All right. So far, we are looking good as of 8:56 this morning. Just a little bit of minor congestion in Gulf Breeze proper. That's on Gulf Breeze Parkway there. If you do have a traffic tip, you can always call us at 850-2626-111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jenna. 200 people arrested over the course of spring break in Orange Beach, which is right here, you know?
What are they doing?
Well, that's the point. Like, think about how calm it's been in Pensacola, how calm it's been in Navarre, and then, you know, sort of one beach over, right? You've got Orange Beach, and they had 200 arrests. So, look, the environment you create, the, you know, policing environment, the cultural environment, I hate to be like, we do it right and they do it wrong.
Well, we learned our lessons, I think, a bit.
But at least this year and previous years, it looks like we've done some things right. Mm-hmm. And if part of that is that word gets out, don't go party in Pensacola, good. Good. You know, spring breakers is not our bread and butter. Mom and dad with the kids is our bread and butter. And let's keep
taking that,
right? You know, we don't have the big old, you know, jump up and down bar scene on the beach that, you know, they might appreciate. And that's fine. Let's just kind of keep it where we're doing pretty good with what we've got. 8:58, time for... future news. All right, Warrington Middle School at noon today. Again, we're going to find out how long a meeting that doesn't need to be so long can be. Do you think we're going to have an agreement that we can work with by 11:59 tonight?
I actually don't think so.
Oh, man. I so want to say yes.
I really don't think so. If that's how Friday's meeting went, I
yes! I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. What percent of Brits watching the ceremony with King Charles are going to pledge allegiance right along with the screen?
I'm going to stick with 50% that
total.
50, yeah, that are going to go for it.
Yeah, I think most of the ones watching will just do along, you know, because that's what you do.
It's Coronation Day.
David Durden, is he going to play for the Cowboys for real?
Heck yeah.
Yes, I love this idea. Jacob Copeland, is he going to play for the Titans?
Oh, yeah.
I will take it. That's fantastic.
Some talented boys here.
And now tomorrow at 3 o'clock, we're going to have the skate park is going to be opening downtown. Official grand opening. How many people?
I'm going to change my number to 897 people.
Okay, so I talked you into it's going to be a packed house. I think it is. I think it's going to be. I mean, there was a couple hundred people just for the ribbon for the groundbreaking.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.